is VOA News.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Russia has weekend plans for local elections in parts of Ukraine, which it occupies. More from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Russian authorities are holding local elections this weekend in occupied parts of Ukraine in an effort to tighten their grip on territories Moscow illegally annexed a year ago and still does not fully control. The voting for Russian-installed lawmakers in the Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson and Zaporizhia regions begins Friday and concludes Sunday. It's already been denounced by Kyiv and the West. Ukrainian lawmakers are urging other countries not to recognize the results of the votes. One analyst says it's important for Russia to go on with the voting to maintain the illusion of normalcy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And news now on the migrant crisis in the United States from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Nearly 1,600 migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. will be relocated from Chicago police stations to winterized camps with massive tents under a plan by Mayor Brandon Johnson. Earlier this week, several migrants were arrested on suspicion of threatening or battering officers at a police station. Johnson says the tents could hold up to 1,000 migrants and that the camps would provide meals, recreational, and educational programming. It's estimated that Chicago's shelters now house well over 13,000 migrants, with more arriving every day. The cost to the city is reported to be about $30 million per month. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Officials in Hong Kong report heavy rain overnight flooded city streets and some subway stations, leaving at least two people dead and hundreds evacuated. Videos circulating on social media showed flooded streets in nearby Shenzhen and Guangzhou. This is VOA News. North Korea says its new submarine has nuclear attack capabilities after years of development. Leader Kim Jong-un described the milestone as crucial in his efforts to build a nuclear-armed navy to counter the United States and its Asian allies. The North's official Korean Central News Agency said the vessel is designed to launch tactical nuclear weapons from underwater, but did not specify the number of missiles it could carry and fire. The United States government has begun repositioning its troops in Niger following the July 26 coup d'etat. A U.S. Pentagon spokeswoman said that part of the personnel will be moved from the Air Base 101, located near the country's capital, to the Air Base 201, which is further north. The U.S. forces were deployed to Niger to aid the country's forces in fighting terrorism and developing its military capacity. But relations between the country and its Western partners have worsened since the military overthrew the democratically elected president. And the latest now on Apple's security updates from the AP's Ben Thomas.
Apple has released a new security update for iPhones and iPads described as significant. It's to patch newly discovered vulnerabilities in the system's software. Researchers at the University of Toronto's Citizen Lab found them. They say the software flaw is being actively exploited to deliver commercial spyware called Pegasus, developed and sold by the Israeli company NSO Group. Pegasus is typically used to target dissidents, journalists, and political opponents, so ordinary users likely have little to fear. Still, Citizen Lab recommends all users immediately update their devices. I'm Ben Thomas.
More money will go to disaster relief in the United States. This report now from correspondent Jennifer King.
Fires in Hawaii and Louisiana, flooding in Vermont, damage from Hurricane Idalia. A Biden official tells the AP these are some of the reasons the Office of Management and Budget just concluded another $4 billion is needed for the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Disaster Relief Fund. It would be tacked on to a $12 billion request FEMA's administrator says is needed to see the agency through the end of September.
We need this money done. We need this disaster relief request met.
Speaking at FEMA headquarters Thursday, the president said he's not sure why some lawmakers believe the disaster funding is unnecessary.
I'm not even sure what they're thinking is.
Jennifer King, Washington.
In a report released Friday, the international advocacy group Human Rights Watch says it has concluded that Afghanistan's Taliban is committing gender persecution against Afghanistan's women and girls. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.